USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote to begin debate on an infrastructure package in the Senate failed on Wednesday as Republicans scuttled the procedural vote, saying they wanted to see the final bill and an analysis of how its contents will be paid for. The 51-49 party line vote fell short of the 60 needed to begin debate. Negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators over the bill's revisions will continue with the goal of bringing it back to the floor for a vote next week. Utah Senator Mitt Romney saying that he hopes the group can have the package ready for a vote by next Monday. And a wildfire in Central California that began Tuesday afternoon has already grown to burn about 2,000 acres. The Kern County Fire Department says the peak fire is burning about 50 miles northeast of Bakersfield and is currently 10% contained. The U.S. Forest Service is still investigating the cause of the fire as it joins dozens of other wildfires already burning in the western U.S., fueled by severe drought and extended periods of high heat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention businesses of all sizes affected by COVID-19. The federal government has introduced the Employee Retention Credit. It's a new relief program that allows you to collect up to $14,000 per employee. If your business was forced to close due to COVID-19 or you lost 20% or more of your sales, you may qualify for free financial relief. There's no limit to the amount you can file for, and you don't have to pay the money back. Call the ERC program experts today. They'll explain to you how much you qualify for and how fast the funds can be in your business bank account. To find out if you qualify for the ERC program, call the IPG Law Group right now for details. There's no upfront cost to you, and you could receive up to $14,000 per employee. Call right now for details. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197.